I am writing down the words in, writing down the letters in big, big letters on your paper. I am, I am. And then what I want you to write is identity, action, manifestation. All right, identity, action, manifestation. Then under there, you can also write inside, identity always manifests. Matthew chapter 16. We've been going over that a good bit. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, he said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say, thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, some one of the prophets. He said, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We've been going over this a good bit. There's a couple other scriptures we're going to go to. Identity, action, manifestation. Say it.
Identity,
say it again. Say it again.
Identity, action, manifestation. So identity,
from your identity comes your actions. Wherever you think you are, that's how you're going to begin to act. If you think you're a dummy, you're going to start doing dumb things. And you're going to manifest dumb results. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You think you're a nigger, you're going to do niggerish things. Ain't going to produce. You understand what I'm saying? If you think you're broke, you think you're poor, then you're going to begin to act poor. And you're going to produce poor results. Remember now, my identity is going to produce my action. And my action is going to produce my manifestation. It happens every time. So whatever it is, as he thinketh, you get it? In his heart. All right, thinketh means a continual process of thinking. It don't mean a thought. So we thought, if I thought something, I was going, oh, I don't want to get it out of my head. No. It's a continuation of thinking. Thinketh. Thinking. You keep thinking the same way. You keep thinking the same way. You keep thinking the same way, and you keep getting the same results. What results is it in your life that you don't want to have anymore? Which results are there that you keep getting, but you don't want those? And I can trace them back to how you think it. Because identity, action, manifestation. Now, the problem is that we've been trying to act on something that we don't know. But we haven't given production. As church. As a church, say, I am. Church. But see, we've been trying to act. We've been trying to do all the actions. Yeah. And we don't know what we're doing. Right. Come on, amen. Yeah. We've been trying to do all the actions, and we scream about anything that looks or resembles a manifestation. Wow. We scream and go tell everybody, yes, testimony service. Go tell somebody. Jesus said, don't go tell nobody what happened right here. Mm-hmm. Just go and sin no more. Yep. Don't tell nobody I'm over here.
Right.
Don't tell. They told Jesus. His friends and his brothers told him, "Well, if you really the Messiah, you need to go to Jerusalem. That's the place where you go tell the people at." Jerusalem's like, right now, if you really think you're a politician, you need to go to Washington D.C. and let them people know. If you think you called a guy, you need to go on stage and tell an apostle that you called. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's the thought. You need to go tell somebody. Jesus said, what's wrong with y'all? I ain't come here for all that. I ain't come here for all the accolades and all the pats on the backs and all the whatever. I tell you personally, I'm over it. Well, okay. Doctor Watcher, okay. Now what? What am I doctoring? Who do I know how to fix? What prescription can I give out? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Reverend, I want to be a reverend. You know, the root word of reverend is reverence. That means somebody reveres you. That means there's a reason to hold you up on a pedestal. Because maybe there's something that you're setting somebody up for. All these things that we're excited about. And we don't know what we're doing. So we do a lot of actions. You know how to clap. Everybody clap hands. Come on. Now clap your hands right now. We know how to. Come on, clap those hands. Clap those hands, all you people. And we know how to. Come on, give a wave offering. Come on, we know how to do all the action. We jerk and we shout. And we know how to do all this stuff, but we don't know what we're doing. Because you can't know what you're doing if you don't know who. This doesn't make sense, but you can't know what you're doing if you don't know who you're whoing. Okay, now just I don't care if you think it makes sense or not. It makes sense to me. You cannot. So you're trying to do something without who something. Are you understanding me? So now the manifestation. Now y'all can be honest with me about your manifestation. It's a little slick. It's a little low on that side, ain't it? Huh? It ain't really coming out like it should, right? It ain't coming out like we're reading it, right? Yeah. Because there's a blockage somewhere in the pipeline. And you have to start with the root. Identity, action, manifestation. I remember Apostle preached a message a while back called being, doing, and having. Being, doing, and having. Being, doing, and having. But you want to do and you want to have, but you don't know who you are. You get it? You're not going to do the right thing if you don't be the right thing. See, people think that people do behavior modifications, right? So you do little step programs, no, behavior modification. You're just modifying the behavior. You're not changing it. You're not fixing it. You're just modifying it, and it can be unmodified at any given minute. See, so we do these different things to fix and try to grease. No. You have to change the being. The identity has to change. Who do you think you are? Good question right now. If I make you stand up and ask you, who are you? What you gonna say? Now, I don't wanna hear all you. I'm a child of God, I'm a chosen. Nobody, I don't care. Nobody cares. I don't know if you're chosen or not. Show me manifestation. I don't know if you're a chosen generation, a raw priesthood, a holy nation, all the stuff you done heard the pastor tell you, now you saying it. You done read in the book and now it sound good. You done figured out how to make it sound catchy. Holy nation. Nobody cares about that. Who are you? I asked you about your last name, your social security number. Who are you? How much has been revealed to you about the true you? Today, did you act like the true you? Did you function in your thought process? When your thought process came up and a little fear came up, did you? How did you function? How did you respond? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Because your identity, actions, I am. Identity, actions, manifestation. You can try to walk in the actions without knowing the identity and there'll be no power. Okay. Everybody say amen. Okay, so have you ever prayed the right prayers? We used to have the books that you had the prayers that avail much. Anybody ever seen them books? And so they had, and God bless those books, but they had a list of what you're praying for, what you need right now. And you go pray the right prayer. You pray it every day. You pray it word for word. You go get the scriptures, look them up, say the scripture. You say the prayer like we learn. You know, we learn how to faith. We learn, and you do it, and it still didn't show up. Come on. Any witnesses? Do I have a witness in here right now? All right, and this is things we don't want to own up to a lot of times because we think we're shaming God. God said, no, you need to know who you are. Pray the right prayer, sang the right songs, worship the right way with the right hand, all the stuff that we were trying to do, the actions. So you got the action down, but there's no power. The seven sons of Sceva went out there and tried to cast out demons. And say, in the name of Jesus and Paul, the gospel of Jesus and Paul preached. He said, Jesus, I know Paul, I know, but who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Jesus, I know. Listen, Jesus, I know. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know, but who are you? Who do men say you are? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Who are you? Because I know Jesus already. I know Paul. Who are you? I'm on trail to Christ. Oh, y'all don't want to say y'all's not. Y'all scared. I don't say that. I don't care. Who are you? Well, Jesus sent me that. I found out that Jesus, when Jesus fed the 5,000, I saw how he functioned. I paid attention. I don't get all excited about the miracles. The manifestation part is easy. See, the M part of the I am is easy. The end part of it, that's very easy. That's clockwork. Punch you in the eye, what it's going to do? Swell, blacken up, whatever. We ain't got to pray for no swelling. If I hit you hard enough, it's automatic. Swelling cometh. Are you understanding me? We don't have to pray about it. We don't have to look for, why is it not swelling? No, it's going to swell because it is a result. Are you understanding me? So manifestation, which is the thing that we yearn for so much, is really a result. You're chasing a result instead of being who you are. So I hear Jesus about to feed all these people, right? And I paid attention to how he prayed. And he prayed a certain way. He said, Father, you know you always hear me when I pray. Right? And he gave thanks. So thank you. And start breaking bread. We pray, God, can you come down and feed all these people? Why should I come down there and feed all them people when I got you there to feed them?
Yeah.
I pay attention to Jesus. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He wasn't over here asking God to do a bunch of stuff because he knew he was God in the flesh. And it wasn't just him. It's you.
Me. I am.
Who else you going to be in the flesh? Hold on quick. Who are you? We're going to get identity. Who else you going to be? Who else are you going to be in the flesh? Ain't nothing else in you but God. And the other junk that you done put in your soul. Right. What you're watching, what you're listening to, who you're talking to, what you've been reading, that don't line up with you, right? But other than that, we can get rid of that stuff. Right. But the true identity of you is God. Yeah. Say my identity. See, we gotta stop being so scared with this. We gotta stop. That's why they wanted to kill Jesus. I understand. They wanted to kill him because he was talking like they wasn't talking. That's why a God works in mysterious ways. Actually, he really does it. Actually, he works in a very plain way, but it seems mysterious to the way the world is.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. It even seems mysterious to you because we are so worldly.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about worldly. Like, Paul said this. Go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, I don't need you to be reading this like you already know this because you don't know it. If you don't know who you are and you don't know it, just listen to me and just read it together. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, and it says, Paul says, he said, watch this, and I can read the context, but I want to start a description, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And we want the power. Wow. And the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. That means I got to know him front and back. I got to know him all the way through. I can't know the power without knowing the dying. Because the power is inside the dying. Huh? Y'all ain't hearing me. I say I can't know the power without the dying because the power is inside the dying. No, you don't hear me. I cannot know the power without the dying because the power is in the dying. See, your power, my power, is held up because I don't want to die. I want to live. And I want to live unto the way that I didn't learn life.
Yeah. That's true.
So that I may know him. Look at it. Read it. Ready, read.
That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering.
Verse 11. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I'd already attained. Either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend, for also that I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things are behind and reaching forth those things are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen to what I'm saying. That I may know him. I don't care about nothing else right now. Whatever I've learned, a little further on, he said, I count everything I learned as dung. You know what dung is, huh? Yeah. Right. See, Paul was more educated than all of us probably put together in the laws and the statutes of the church and all these different things. He was the Jew of the Jews. He knew it all. Not as though I already attained. I ain't worried about all the other stuff I learned. That I may know him. The only thing that I want to know is him. And the power of the resurrection. And the fellowship of the servant. Me and me conformable. Like I'm conforming. Be not conformed to this world. You know the scripture in Romans? Be not conformed to the world. Be transformed by renewing your mind. Yeah, I know him so well. I'm conformed to die like him. Ooh. And well, ooh, because we don't know. And the only reason you don't know because you don't know you. Jesus had to know himself. He had to know who God made him to be. He had to know God inside of him. He had to know his mission. He had to know who he is for him to go to that cross and die. Now, y'all don't understand the resurrection. We're going to talk about it in Easter next month. You know, because we don't really understand the pressures that was going on. We still think about the whooping and the beating, but the mind pressure was worse. We still think about the scraping and we could be crying and stuff because he bleeding. And we saw the passion of the Christ. No. Now, what about the mind? What about you? You're about to die. I don't know if any of y'all know what that's like. I don't know if you in your mind know what it's like to be, I'm about to die for these people. The people in Israel ain't like Jesus. Y'all knew that, huh? Well, yeah, they ain't like him. They're trying to throw him off a cliff. I'm about to die for these people. No. Calm down. Whatever your thought. No, I'm about to die. That's it. It's over. This is it. I'm about to die. And I know he's gonna raise me up, and I know we're gonna tear the temple down, we rebuild in 3 days. And I understand, but everybody talk a lot of noise till it's time to play. Yeah, I can't wait till the game starts. I'ma until somebody say hike. About to die. This has gotta be something else. It gotta be some other. Click our mindset. Well, you knew. This is that I may know him. So I got a quick question. What do you know better than you know Christ? No. How many things you know better than you know? Because you know how to get to your house. You know your PIN number for your debit card. You know your account. All this stuff you know, and we still don't know. You know your spouse, and you know all... You know what you want out of life, but you don't know. What is all that stuff that you know that is more than what Christ is right now in your mind? All the stuff you know, all these things that you didn't learn. I gotta slow down for a second. I gotta. But we're trying to learn so much stuff, but these things that I learned can't take any power on until I know him. Because what comes first? Identity. Now remember, I am is a neutral thing. I know we want to make it spiritual and we want to make it godlike and supernatural. And it is godlike because it has creative power. But remember, it goes whichever way you take it. Mm-hmm. Wherever you identify yourself, that's your actions. And that's what you'll manifest. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What you know better than you know Christ? And why is it that you haven't slowed down until now to know Christ better? You're ripping and running all day today, all day yesterday, talking all kind of stuff, saying all kind of conversation, listening to all kind of tapes and reading all kind of books. Where's Christ? So Christ don't mind you reading books, but what position does he come in? He don't mind you here, but what position? Because if you know who you are, then when these things show up, you never lose your place. Yeah. Yeah. See, be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about whatever wind of doctrine. It's over in Ephesians 4. All right, they're talking about to grow up in him in all things. Right? We ain't got to really go over there, right? We're going to go anyway. Go to Ephesians 4. It's not about, I don't have time to go to the store, but the Bible is so amazing the way it's written, the way Jesus set this thing up. It's not about whether the wind going to blow or not. It's about if you know who you are. Mm-hmm. Remember Jesus in the bottom of that ship? Mm-hmm. And he was sleeping. And the winds and everything come, and he knocked out. He knocked out cold. Oh, Jesus, you don't care that we perish? Y'all don't know. You don't know who I am? This boat can't go down.
Right.
No. Y'all ain't hear me. The boat can't go down.
Right.
Are y'all understanding me? No. The boat, no. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to repeat myself a couple times tonight so we catch on. No, the boat can't go down. My ship can't sink. Are y'all understanding?
Yeah.
He get up, he tell the wind to stop, and the wind stop, and tell the stop doing what it's doing. He said, what kind of man this is that he even the wind obey him? The kind of man that know who he is.
Yeah.
That we no more toss to and fro with every wind of doctrine and the cunning craftiness. Right? We don't go with everything the wind is blowing. We're so caught up with the news and the media that somebody called and now you panicked. When last time that happened? Somebody called, said something that wasn't too good, and you panicked. You started praying in tongues. Ain't time for that right now. Shout out about you. No, you know. No, if death is on the line, you know what to speak. It ain't no mystery. It's time to speak life.
Right.
It's not time to. You don't. It's not time to get ready and build up yourself on your most holy faith no more. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. What is it? Who is it that you know more than you know Christ? I know my mama and I know my daddy. Them. You know what I'm saying? I know my man of God. He's trying to get you to know Christ. How much time you spend knowing Christ? What books you read about Christ? What books you picked up about Jesus? You pick up a book about faith, and pick up a book about my mindset, millionaire, how to increase my whatever, about Christ. See, the church has not been as effective because it's been going through the actions without the identity. So it built on the functions, but not the identity. Listen, y'all got to hear what I'm saying. We built on the functions. We know how to church. I know how to do that. I know what church is like. What denomination you want to do? We can get it done. Stand up, sit down, kneel down, stand up, say it three times. What you want to do? I know we know how to do that, but the identity. So for years and centuries, we've been calling on God to do something. He said, you don't know who you are yet? Jesus asked him, said, how long am I going to be with you? How long am I going to sit here and be with you and show you who you are and you still can't see yourself? Would you please stop praising me? That's tough for y'all, huh? That's tough, Michael. We need to praise Jesus, huh? Jesus never asked you to. Hey, look, this is what I want y'all to do, disciples. Get down on your knees and praise me. I would figure if he was the word made flesh and he was God in the flesh and whatever he did was the express will of God in man, that I would believe that if that's what he wanted to do well, then he'd have done it while he was in the.
Right.
Hey, y'all sit down, lift your hands and worship me. So y'all so busy worshiping, you ain't working. This is what I'm trying to tell you now. There ain't nobody going to tell y'all this. I'm going to tell you. You so busy. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
For what? For what? For what? For what? What you thanking him for? For what? He died on the cross. What'd that do? He paid a price. What'd that do? What? Could you please prove to me what that do for you? He saved me from my. When? Where? See, we go through the actions, and then a lot of times too, and I'm gonna make it uneasy in here. I want to be real uneasy because I think it's uneasy right now.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good church. That's a good message. When you preach a good message, who he talking about? Don't tell me not to pray. All right, that's me. You know, hitting myself, right? When everybody's saying amen, all that, you ain't preaching.
Yeah.
Amen, you right. No. You got somebody sitting there like, maybe he wrong. That's what you preaching. Because no, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to teach y'all something. I don't need, that's when you preaching because that's when they're going to go and look. And they're going to try to prove you wrong. Now, look, he said it right. Oh, he was right. Now, I'd have got you to study. So praise Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. How you praise Jesus anyway? How'd Jesus really get the glory? Glory to, everybody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
And now what? You feel some kind of way. I know, I don't care. I'm over that. I've been dead a bunch of times over. Ain't nothing gonna kill me no more. Glory to God. And I'm not saying don't say it, but nobody cares. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody cares that you just said that.
No.
With all due respect, Father, get a man some real glory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give him some real glory for what he done?
Right.
Can you rise somebody up from the dead because we know the dead can come back to life?
Yeah.
Because he's alive, you can live.
Yep.
I've been dreaming about raising people from the dead. I had about 3, 4, 5 dreams the past couple of weeks. I'm just getting people up from the dead. I'm about to get wild. I'm about to get wild enough to do it. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You got to click out. Listen to what I'm saying. You too caught in you. You know your name too good. You know where you're from too good. You know what you've been through too good. Forget those things that are behind. You know what you've been taught too good. You know that too good, and you cannot even get to the life source that is in you that's been with you since the beginning. And you don't need that a man teach you. The scripture says this. There's something on the inside of you. We don't dig deep enough to get to it. You gotta click out. You gotta click out, baby. Like, you gotta click out. And you're going to get a little weird. It's okay. What price are you willing to pay? Jesus said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. They persecuted me, they kept my word, they're going to keep yours too. So I don't need you to like me. I just need you to live.
Yeah.
Are y'all understanding me? See, it's a popularity contest. Most church, popularity contest, we say a lot of the nice things. That's why I love apostles. I'm sorry, y'all. This is the way we do church, right? You really go read about Jesus. He's cutting people too.
Yeah.
All day long. Vipers.
Yeah.
He said, you ain't number two. You don't know where you're from. You of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
Your daddy the devil. That's fighting words if he ain't your pastor. And even if he is your pastor. See, Jesus wasn't a priest at the synagogue. Y'all don't understand who we talking about right now. He wasn't a priest in the synagogue. The hindsight, they say, is the hindsight the best sight. So because we, like we said, we know the end of the story, so we think that we already got it all together. And once again, the people in the Bible didn't know they was in the Bible. All right, I'm going to say it again. The people in the Bible didn't know they was in the Bible. So they didn't know, okay, we got to act number 12. We're going to do, nope. They don't know. They don't know what's going on. Somebody else writing about that after, all right? So while this is going on, this guy shows up. All we know is that his mama named Mary and he from the hood. Right? Then the whispering, that ain't really his daddy. Don't nobody really know who his daddy is. Joseph just took him in. Y'all know how we talk. Y'all know. We do it 2018. That ain't his real daddy. And he come out and start talking. You've been going to church for how long? Say how many years you've been going to church. Go. Just guess. Come on. Y'all done been to prayer meeting, worship service. You on the praise team. You an altar worker, all that. And then he come in here and say, you a viper. Services. We about to throw rocks and Bibles and everything. Get him out of here. Pastor, you let this man come in here and talk to us? You are the devil. Your father the devil. You know, the father, your father is the devil when you're acting confusing.
Yep.
You know what's really confusing? The fact that you're made in the image of God, but you don't act like him.
Yep.
I'm not talking about, we don't produce.
Right.
That's confusing to me. The whole creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's over there in Romans 8, I think it is, right? Right, right. The whole creation waiting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm looking for you to be what you look like. God. Jesus said, didn't what is not recorded? You are God's. But you're lying to me. You're lying to me when you're out here looking like God. You're lying to me with your Jesus t-shirt on. Talking about you lying to me when you're talking about I'm a Christian. You lying. If I don't. Identity. What do you know better than you know Christ? And see, for me it's one of those things. I like to watch TV. I like to listen to music. I like to have fun. I like to read. I like to do a lot of things. But there was one day for me. I'll never forget, I read this book. I'm born and raised church. I'm born and raised church. I was an usher in the children's church. I served communion from houses. I mean, I'm just born and raised church. So I know how it goes, right? So I found my little picture the other day, my baptism, my little rag around my head. And all I remember was my daddy pushing me under the water, right? Like I'm born and raised, all that. Came up in all the youth ministry. Did all of it. And I'm 35 right now. That worked out about 29. 30. I started knowing who Jesus was. Ain't that something? I feel like I got baptized. You know, Jesus didn't get baptized until he was 30.
Yeah.
I feel like I got baptized. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me, Derek. I'm sitting on the plane flying from Guatemala. Never forget, I'm opening the book. I'll tell you what the book is. A book called Jesus Is by Judah Smith. Real good book. Simple book. It don't have all your hoop. It don't feel like you got a bunch of revelation knowledge. Listen, let me tell you about revelation knowledge. The only thing need to be revealed to you is your identity. Because you don't know. We already got knowledge. Knowledge is good and evil. Off that tree since the beginning. How that's working out for you? Right? And I'm sitting there, and I don't know what, I'm just reading. And I'm reading, and y'all been having a Bible forever, man. Like, I've been having a Bible, and I read these scriptures, and I quote them, I can quote them, I can quote them, I can quote them. But I sat there, and I don't know if it was a story, he's talking about Zacchaeus, and I don't know why he said it. And it made me go look in my Bible, because I did just what I was telling y'all doing earlier. I was trying to go prove him wrong. Because I said, well, not necessarily, but I was just, I never seen that one. I never saw it, and I went and I got in the Gospels and I started reading Matthew 5. He started saying, turn the other cheek. He started talking. And for some in the plane, and I lost it. And I don't know what happened to me. I feel like I was baptized. And since that day, I can't really let it go. Like, I can't. I like all the other stuff. I feel a little awkward sometimes, and trying to be normal, right? But I couldn't let the thing go, Amos. Still can't. I just gotta know. I told him the other day, I got so tired of reading. I was listening to I'm laying in my room and I'm listening to the Gospels. I'm listening to them. I'm trying to get it, right? So I'm listening. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And I was like, yo, I can't. So I just turned it off. Boom, I can't listen no more. I say, hey, Jesus, you got to talk to me. You got to come talk to me. Tell me how to do this. I don't want the second hand anymore. Because I don't want the second hand function. I don't want to function as a second hand. I don't want to be a Christian no more. Because you told me to be Christ. Are y'all listening to me? And it was like a hook, boom. That thing hooked me, and I want to say that I don't think about Jesus 100%, 100% of the time of my day, like all day long. But even under the thought that I'm thinking, right up under there. It's foundation, built up on the rock. See, you don't have to go get the rock, you got it. So say, I got the rock. So you don't have to go get the rock, you got it. But you need to peel back some things. You need to rearrange some stuff. And we've been building a certain way for so long that sometimes we don't know how to do that. But it wrecked my theology. It wrecked my Christianity. Listen, it wrecked what I thought about. Everything that I thought about, everything, it wrecked it. It was to the point to where it was like, whoa. And everything flipped upside down. I was like, oh, hold up. I've been looking at it this way, and that's why I couldn't see nothing. I should have been looking at it this way. This is where all the people are at.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't catch me?
Yeah.
So I've been looking. It's this way. And just a change of perspective will give you clarity. Just a position change. Just a position change. I'll show you what's going on. I believe this was happening to the church right now. We're a big part of it, y'all. Everybody ain't hearing this. No. Everybody ain't hearing this right now. We're a big part of it, Marvin. You hear what I'm saying? But the thing hooked me. It hooked me. Boom. And I couldn't put it down. So now I'm on the search now. But I'm 30 years in. I finished middle school when I was 18. I graduated middle school the same year I graduated high school. My graduation the same week. Graduated from high school on Thursday, middle school on a Friday. I was preaching. And God blessed the grace and mercies on my messages. But then he came in and hooked me. I was like, I was born again. He hooked me. He said, this is what I look like. Then he started, then this is what happens. If you just hear me for a quick second. Here's what happens. Do you ever feel like it's a struggle sometimes?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Come on, I gotta go through. And you don't complain. We don't complain. Right, but sometimes God said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. And it's when I started desiring, he started putting all the stuff in line. Stuff started coming out of the books, conversations. I started seeing messages that I wasn't seeing before. I got one experience, I don't know if I can explain it well enough with people, like, people was calling me. Like, a man called me, didn't even know me. Like, I can't even go into the story. And the man had met Jesus. He had died and talked to Jesus. And then he come talk to me about it. I didn't ask that guy to call me. I don't know him. I haven't talked to him since. But he started lining stuff up. It won't be a struggle for you. If you just let go of you. And grab him. Stop, drop all your rocks. All your stuff you're trying to, just come on, put them down for a quick second. Listen, a lot of that stuff, he's already got it in plan for you. It's already in the lineup. But if you do it out of the lineup, it's going to mess up. That's what I'm trying to tell you. For years I would hear apostle say, you know, I just fell in love. And I understood it, but I didn't understand. Like, I understood it, but I thought it was one of those things where I'm going to be reading, and it's going to become a habit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to study, and it was just gone, right? But I understood what it was. It hooked me, bro. It hooked me and it shook me. And the scales dropped from my eye. And when you start seeing clear, the other vision won't do it for you no more. Yeah. And then I'm gonna tell you something about dying. Let me tell you something. If you're still trying to hold on, forgetting those things that are behind, Paul said it. Press toward the mark. If you still got sentimental value with these things that are behind, don't go here. Stay where you are. Let somebody else do that. See, Peter had a chance to go. Didn't go all the way. So later on, you hear Peter being a racist. Later on, you don't hear him, and he's not quite doing everything that he was supposed to do. He's supposed to be a duplication of the Christ. He had a chance to go, but he said, no, I don't know that man, and started cussing. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God would have got Peter up too.
Yep, so would.
Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
Yep.
See, we're afraid that he ain't going to get us up. We're afraid that we're going to lose everything that we've identified ourselves as already. We are afraid that we're not going to be alive. What of my life? Take no thought for your life. Hear me come on saying that? Who Jesus said it? Take no thought for your life. What you going to wear? What you going to put on? How you going to do it? He said, take no thought for your life. He who gained his life is going to lose it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He's going to get Peter up. See, y'all remember Lazarus? Y'all remember Lazarus? Remember he said, Lazarus, come forward. Lazarus, after that, Lazarus was walking with Jesus. This is before Jesus died on the cross. It's amazing. There's a revelation up in there. So we thought resurrection power was after the resurrection, but the resurrection power is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I'm trying to tell you, well, Jesus dying on the cross and getting up is a manifestation of what is already.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, God don't deal in time and timeline. That's y'all, us.
Right.
You understanding me?
Yeah.
No, God is.
God is.
Are you understanding me? Yeah. Watch this. They plotted to, so Lazarus is now walking with Jesus. And Lazarus is now a pre-proof of the resurrection.
Yeah.
Listen to me. He's a pre-proof of the resurrection. He's the resurrection in the flesh that Jesus had been talking about before he did it, Maul.
Yeah.
So what them people said was, we got to kill Lazarus. We got to kill him again. Because they're going to begin to believe that you can live and not die. They're going to begin to believe that what this man is saying is true. Because it's manifestation of what he said. Peter would have got up. You notice all the rest of them wasn't around. Go read. But they'd have got up, Maul. And we're afraid. We're afraid for our lives. What is your life anyway right now anyway? What is this that you're holding on to so bad? What is so great about this that you're holding on to right now that you can't give it up? It's a trick. It's a trick. It's a trick. Listen, it's a trick. What we cannot do, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. What we cannot do is allow ourselves, I don't know how many thousands or whatever years it was in the garden, but we cannot allow this repeat to happen to us and we continue to be tricked.
Yeah.
Die, man.
Die.
Die to all the stuff you think. Just die. Let them hook you real quick. And they hook you and then you can't let them go. You get it? It becomes, we don't know who holding on to who. I don't know if I'm holding to Jesus. He holding on to me. And the moment it look like I let him go, he grabbing me, dragging me. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But it's a place. You got to go there. You got to put yourself in that position. Holy Ghost ain't going to catch you up. He ain't gonna drag you in there. We call him a gentleman, don't we? He ain't gonna drag you. He ain't gonna drag you into your identity. He ain't gonna drag you into the deep. Unless you say, let's go. The thing hooked me. I ain't care about religion no more. I gotta be quiet sometimes. I gotta be quiet sometimes so I won't get in trouble. Because some of the things that I have in my mind are so outrageous. Yeah. They're so outrageous. And I found out that grace and love is so abounding it makes people uncomfortable. True grace and true love, it's so abounding and it's so big that it makes people uncomfortable. Well, people got a problem when they get scratchy. That's why the law is so prevalent. Because I got to have something that I can understand. Because I don't understand that love thing. I don't understand that grace thing. We know you do it, you pay the penalty. Rob me, go to jail. We don't understand, rob me, I'm going to give you everything else. Y'all know what he's saying. Slap you on your one cheek, turn the other. That's what he's saying. Sue you for your coat, give him your cloak. That's what he's saying. But that now that becomes the mystery. Because we gimme, gimme, gimme. Preserve, 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 preserve. Hold mine, hold mine, hold mine, hold mine. I wanted to go in the scripture, but I don't have time to go there. But this is the story. This is knowing him. This is the mystery. This is what he kept on talking about. Even Paul started talking about it. Paul said, but we have the mind of Christ in 1 Corinthians 2. He said, but we have the mind of Christ. No, you have the mind of Christ. We have to yield to the mind of Christ. Let this mind be.
Yeah.
Where at? Mm-hmm. But it seems a mystery because it's going backwards. I understood what Jesus said. Remember Jesus came to talk to me and said, I have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. He wasn't trying to be bigoted or nothing like that. He was just saying, you got to go on this journey on your own.
Yeah.
I can't teach you this one. No, no, no. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. I can't teach you your identity.
Right.
I can point you in the direction, but I can't teach it to you.
Right.
I can't even reveal it to you.
Right.
Yeah. He said flesh and blood is not revealed. I'm flesh.
Yep.
I can't reveal it. But my Father. We've been duped, everybody. We've been duped by the system. And even the little subtle things that you think are the will of God. Because you know, knowledge of good and evil, that's still on that tree. So it still look good. You've been duped. Foundation. 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 The foundation. Build on the foundation. There's some tearing down to do. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to say it as best as I can, y'all. It's not coming across like a, I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
I told my class last week, I was talking to them, I said, I left out the last word I said, well, y'all ain't gonna do it. I said, there's one thing needful is identity, but you're not gonna go look for it. I said, you're not gonna do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm going. Mm. You screamed in church yesterday. Still wasn't looking for it. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? What else? Anything else I need to do? Anything else we need to do? Anything else possible need to do? Anything else we need to do to get you to understand it ain't about nothing else? Come on, tell me what else I need to do. I'll do it. Come on, Jesus said, what else you need me to do? I'll do it. How much more do you need from me? To know that this is it. Ain't nothing else and ain't no turning back. Probably believe Will Moses ain't gonna do it though. We not gonna go look for him. Go back to business as usual. Talk to the car, go to the car, talk. We gonna do what I mean, just do what we normally do. How could you? How we do that? How could I not go search no more? Right? Y'all feel me? How could I? Let that go. How could that not grab me? It's interesting.